got the lead in the play, first chair in flute, and an A on my math test. This is the best day.
Well, that's great, but just don't forget, you didn't do it all on your own. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and I hope that you're doing well. As always, my name is Zach, and as always, I'm glad that you're here. So when you think about some of the cool things you've done, like getting the lead in a play or winning a medal or a ribbon in a competition, it can be pretty tempting to brag about how amazing you are. But the truth is, your parents and coaches played a big part in helping you succeed. And they're not the only ones. You wouldn't be able to do anything at all if God hadn't given you your talents. So instead of bragging about how good you are, you should follow Psalm 44:8. It says, "In God we boast all day long and praise your name forever." Our story for today is called Credit Due. "Guess what, Mom?" Taylor yelled breathlessly, running up the driveway to where her mom was painting the window trim of their new house. "I got the lead part in the school play." "Oh, Taylor, that's terrific." Mom put her paintbrush down and hugged her daughter. "Yeah," said Taylor. "It's about time my teachers notice how good at acting I am. Oh, we also got the results of our band tryouts today. I'm first chair flute. I did it." Taylor danced around. "And I got an A on a tough math test, too. This is the best day of my life." "Wow, honey. That's great, but..." Mom motioned for Taylor to sit down beside her on the porch swing. "What is it?" asked Taylor. "You do so well in math, and you're also very talented in music and drama," said Mom. "But how much credit can you actually take?" Taylor was puzzled. "How much credit can I..." Suddenly, her face broke into a smile. "Oh, sorry, Mom. You helped me with the audition lines for the play, and Dad quizzed me in math. Thank you, thank you, thank you." "Okay, enough," Mom laughed. "That's not what I meant. Think about it this way. We're enjoying our brand new house, right? Well, if it could talk, should it be bragging about how well built and beautiful it is?" "Of course not," Taylor giggled. "Dad should get the credit. He built it. Well, him and the workers from his construction company." "So you think it would be ridiculous for the house to praise itself for its top-notch design and structure instead of giving credit to the builder?" Taylor nodded. "Well," Mom continued, "the Bible says we are God's workmanship. He's the one who created us and gave us the talents we have. Yet nothing we can do could ever compare to the great things He has done, like saving us from sin and changing people's hearts. Sounds to me like He deserves the credit and praise, not us. What do you think?" Taylor sighed. "You're right, Mom. I need to give God the credit for the things I can do." Well, what about you? Do you give God credit for the things you can do? After all, He made you and gave you your talents and abilities. The Bible tells us not to boast or brag about anything except for the Lord, because He's the one who created us and sent His Son Jesus to save us by dying on the cross for our sins. Everything good comes from Him. So thank Him for all He's given you, and the next time you feel like bragging, brag about Him. Our key verse is Psalm 44:8.
"In God we boast all day long and praise your name forever."
And our key thought, boast in the Lord. I'm celebrating Advent with a brand new podcast called Countdown to Christmas with Zach. Every day has a new story to talk about with your family. It's a great way to stay connected to Jesus. So search for Countdown to Christmas with Zach on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.